Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4, RYL Mobile, Malden Road, headed towards downtown Greenville.
Romeo Yankee Lima, this is Kilo 4, Golf Lima, India. How are you doing today?
Sir, I am doing well, just leaving the office after a long day, and technically the day might not be able to work-wise, as I, you know, work tends to come home with me a little bit sometimes, but we're just happy to be out and about with the rest of the world.
I remember those times of bringing work home with me, but I don't think so, thank goodness.
So bad, though. You know, the benefit of that for me, well, I'm single, don't have any kids or anything like that, but it is kind of nice sometimes if something comes through and I knock something out, and I kind of already know when I'm rolling into the office what I'm walking into, whereas previous jobs I've had, I've walked into absolute disasters and really regretted it and wish I had kind of known ahead of time, but smooth sailing so far.
Yeah, when I was working, I used to go in early in the morning and get most of my work done in the office there before anybody else came in and the phone started ringing.
Yeah, you and me are the same type. I'll go in there and try to knock things out, or I'll usually, you know, sometimes I'll stay late and knock things out when I hadn't got people coming up, walking in my office, coming and talking to me, asking me for things and all that stuff. So it gets pretty crazy.
What do you do for a living?
Logistics manager for a company that makes water filtration products and equipment. Right there, as you're going, it's between Malden and downtown Greenville, but technically we are a stone's throw away, literally, from the city of Greenville city limits. So just outside the city limits by a couple hundred feet.
It's a good place to be, just outside the city limits. You don't have to pay city fees and so forth. I was an MRO buyer for a big flower farm in southwest Florida for about 20 years.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. I can't really complain. My commute is only about 8 minutes down Malden Road from where I live there at the address on QRZ to where the office is, so I cannot complain. Even though school has started back, I really can't complain with an 8-minute commute.
I had about a 30-minute commute, but I liked it because in the morning when it was still dark, so I loved it.
I like that kind of thing, too. I like being out on the road when nobody else is, so I like early in the morning. But I had developed, when I was in college, I developed a nasty habit of, like, Olympic weightlifting and weightlifting and all that stuff, and I've been at it ever since. But something very sick and demented in my head enjoys getting up at 4 a.m. to go and do that every weekday morning.
See, I used to fly helicopters in Vietnam when I was there, and I liked working in my last job better than I did flying helicopters.
So cool, you flew helicopters. I was about to ask you, like, rotor and stuff like that. I thought about that, but, you know, no military experience or anything like that. After moving home to Greenville from Charleston, I started flight school down there. It took me a hot minute for the FAA to approve my medical, and by that time I'd gotten a job in Greenville and moved back to Greenville after 20 years in Charleston. So I'm about to jump back in and finish my fixed-wing private pilot's license. Looked at rotor, but it is so expensive. I guess school-wise it's more expensive, but the part they really get you is on trying to rent a helicopter to keep your hours up.
I was lucky. I trained in the Air Force, and flight time wasn't expensive at all there, except in less people were shooting at you and so forth. But I love doing that. I love flying helicopters. I flew UH-1 gunships in Vietnam and six and so forth, and I love that, but I didn't like people shooting at me.
Thank you for your service. That's pretty wild. I understand, like, you know, anytime I've ever been in a helicopter ride, and I guess, well, it will be the co-pilot seat in a helicopter, but the pilot seat, the fixed wing, it looks like, I guess, when you're flying it, you know, much less somebody trying to shoot at you and take you down, but it's just kind of a constant balancing act flying that helicopter, whereas you seem to be able to get a relax a little bit fixed wing, like in a little Cessna or something like that, flying that around. So I'm told that you never really get to relax in a helicopter.
Well, the best person to train to fly a helicopter is not a fixed-wing pilot, because they have to everything that they learned. The best person to train is a drummer in a rock and roll band, because you're doing four things at the same time.
I like the way you put that. Yeah, I'm one of those. I've always been absolute. I've loved flying since I was a kid, and all that. And started the flight school and everything, and got 47 hours in the Cessna, and then, I got 47 hours right now. And then I had to hit the pause button because I couldn't solo, because I went and got, and there was a medication that the Medical University of South Carolina had me on, that the flight surgeon that examined me and all that stuff, and then the FAA was like, hold up, no, wait a minute, let's do a review of this, and of course it worked at the speed of government. I finally gotten that back, but then all of that happened within a week or two of getting a job here at Greenville and moving back. So I've been trying to settle into the new job here in the last month and a half. Been loving being back in Greenville, but it's about time to jump back into the pilot seat. But I'm one of those that I think I would appreciate trying to learn pretty much to fly anything. So it's one of those things where I went and got my rotor, I would totally just go into it open minded and be like, okay, look, forget what you learned. I mean, well, there's certain rules of the sky you got to know, of course, but don't go in there thinking it's going to be like trying to fly a Cessna or anything like that. It's a balancing act. I've seen videos of people learning stuff like that and trying to learn to hover and all that. So I think I would enjoy the process. Try to be an open minded student about it and be very coachable.
My IT told me the best thing I ever learned about flying a helicopter. He says, don't move the cyclic stick. Think about moving the cyclic stick, and you'll move it enough every time. And that's what tipped me off, made me good.
K4RYL Friday. Yeah, I always laugh because I kind of understand that with the control of the cyclic in the helicopter. I always get a laugh out of seeing people flying, and I put in quotes, flying helicopters in movies, and how they're constantly yanking the controls around and all that right into the ground. All that stuff, it's like you just don't need much control input on a helicopter. That's the most fascinating thing.
Two fingers on the cyclic, that's what you do, and it does it for you. Just learn it, you feel it. Your first auto rotation is scary, but, you know, once you do an auto rotation, you learn when to pull the collect you back in, and you learn it, and it's good after that.
In Charleston, where I was, I would go in and out of the Georgetown Airport sometimes. They're north between Myrtle Beach and Charleston, and it's quite a little airport. I absolutely love that little airport. When I finish, I'm going to fly in and out of there just for fun, like on a Saturday morning or something like that from Greenville. But there was a company across the street that had the helicopters for trimming trees down there in Charleston, and they would hook up to the big saws and actually fly along and trim the trees along power lines and stuff like that. And they would go out there to the airport, they'd go way on up in the sky and then put it into auto rotate and practice auto rotation, bring it down and land it there in the grass. I had a good time watching that. I wanted to go up and practice that and see what that was like, because it looked like they just kind of went into free fall and then just kind of gently put it down.
Well, what you do is you dump your collector stick and you fall out of the sky at 32 feet per second, and then you wait till you get about 100 feet off the ground. The rotor blades are spinning real hot fast now because, you're falling, and you pick up the collector stick, but the rotor blades slow down and force the column of air down, and you land on the ground.
Fascinating to watch. I would be out there. I'd go out there and pre-flight the plane, or we'd be coming back, and the helicopter would hang out, wait for us to come in, land. We'd get out, and we'd be putting the plane up, and guy would come back in right over the airport, and he'd dump it again, dump a bunch of altitude, and bring it in, and I'd be watching the rotors and all that stuff, and I'm like, God, that is such an art to watch. I can't imagine, like, actually being in the chopper and doing that. Like, you know, in fixed wing, you get used to doing, I will say you do kind of get used to doing while you're training, recovering from stalls, but that's nothing compared to auto rotating, trying to land a helicopter there. When you take it all out and you're just trying to auto rotate down, that must be quite the sensation.
Yeah, an auto rotation loop on a thing there in the park, and you just drop all of a sudden, and your stomach comes up into your heart and so forth, but you get used to that, and it's no problem.
You've been formally taught spins in a small Cessna and a small single. imagine playing. But I've learned the hard way, or well, to get a stall in a fixed-wing aircraft right, to always make sure that your feet are coordinated there on the rudder pedal of the fixed wing. Otherwise, one wing will stall worse than the other, and it will flip you over and put you in a spiral towards the ground. I remember that first time it happened to me, and best feeling in the world when you're spinning looking straight at the ground like you in a washing machine headed straight towards Earth, and you hit that opposite rudder pedal, and it's almost kind of like you feel it get traction like a car sliding on a road, and being able to get out of that, because those spins are not fun, especially not at first.
Spins are fun, but you got to know how to get out of it, like you said. Push the rudder, the pedal, and you will come out of it.
I gotta go up with somebody with a rotor, certified for a rotor, and do a see what auto rotation's like. I'm sure the first time your stomach is up between your eyes, or at least you feel like your stomach's up between your eyes.
Just like a roller coaster.
Too much fun. All right, we are getting ready to jump out. We got some errands we got to run and all that stuff, but great talking to you. We will definitely continue this conversation here very, very soon. I wish you 73s, and you have a good evening. This stop may take a little while, so we'll be gone away from the radio, but you have a pleasant evening, and we shall talk later. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL, and say 73s, and catch you next time.
73s to you, KM4, GLI, clear and standing by.